This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News. It's Tuesday, January 13th. I'm Katie Brown. The Salinas City Council will consider moving forward with a resolution to censure one of its own council members, Andrew Sandoval, Tuesday evening. The resolution alleges behavioral misconduct on the part of Sandoval, citing 9 specific instances. Over half detail negative posts Sandoval published about his fellow council members. Sandoval dismisses the allegations as attacks on free speech and thinks the censure attempt is in response to his support for a series of renter protection laws.
I mean, a lot of my social media posts revolve around the rent stabilization issue and the tenant protections that they voted to repeal and take away from our residents, which triggered the residents of Salinas to rise up and collect over 10,000 signatures.
On his social media pages, Sandoval has frequently criticized his fellow council members who voted against rent stabilization and tenant protection measures, which is all of them except Tony Barrera.
You know, the censure is not to regulate hurt feelings. It's for serious actions, not some social media post or being called out for your position or your votes or your actions.
KAZU was not able to reach the Salinas City Attorney's Office before publication of this newscast. California Attorney General Rob Bonta says he will not be running for governor this year, ending months of speculation around one of the state's top Democrats. From our California newsroom partner, KQED, Guy Marzorati has more.
His decision not to run for governor, first reported by Politico, leaves a wide open field of candidates, including Democratic Congressmember Eric Swalwell and former Congressmember Katie Porter, and Republicans Steve Hilton and Chad Bianco, the sheriff of Riverside County.
That was KQED's Guy Marzorati, and this is KAZU News. That's it for Monterey Bay Today. We'll be back with more local news tomorrow morning.